Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Weiss with Farm Bureau. Some Kentucky farmers are growing a different type of tobacco this year. Christian County Agriculture Extension agent Matt Futrell says some farmers are growing wrapper tobacco through contract agreements with two companies.
Dark air-cured crop. The companies are kind of targeting two varieties. There's a Connecticut broadleaf variety and a Pennsylvania 41 variety. And so they have a couple different requirements on them, but there's a width requirement from the center stem to the edge of the leaf that they've got to meet so that they can make wrapper out of each side of that leaf. And then a couple of different things, no blemishes and things like that, that the growers required.
If you're not sure what wrapper tobacco is, Futrell says you may recognize some products the tobacco is used in.
It would be like for a cigar wrapper or like a cigarillo. And they've got several new products out, too, that the companies are pushing that is kind of a smaller cigar. But that's what it's used for, is instead of a paper wrapper like a cigarette has, the leaf is actually used to make the complete cigar, the outer wrapping of it.
He adds Kentucky has been chosen for a couple of reasons.
It's more of a northeastern type tobacco, but there's not a lot of growers left up in those parts of the world. So a lot of it has come down. Several of our Mennonite and Amish guys have been growing it for a couple of years because they had the background for it.
We'll have more in a moment.
From the farm field to the legislative chambers of the state and nation, it takes leadership at all levels to meet the ever-changing needs of Kentucky's agricultural communities. As we have done for the past 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau supports that leadership as an advocate, a service provider, and an organization by giving leaders the tools, encouragement, and voice they need to succeed. Why Farm Bureau? Because strong leadership makes life better for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Agriculture Extension agent Matt Futrell says wrapper tobacco will pay farmers a premium.
It is just a really high-quality tobacco. It requires a lot of time and effort in the field to make the wrapper leaf, and they go in and grade it, you know, so you might get 50, 60% wrapper, and it pays really well, the product that makes wrapper, and the other that they grade down doesn't pay as well.
He adds much of the credit goes to the tobacco growers in Kentucky and the quality product they produce.
I think the companies have realized that we've got some really great growers down here and know that our producers will take the time to put in it because of the dark fire industry.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watson, the Farm Bureau Radio Network.